أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. أرأيت إن كذب وتولى ألم يعلم بأن الله يرى. In the previous ayats, Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala explained about Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam that don't you see that Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is on Hidayat and he's commanding the people to do right. And in that case, why should you oppose him? Why must you go against him? Well, you should be with him and you should support the truth. That was directly a reference to Abu Jahl, who opposed Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam all out. And from there we also should learn that anyone who teaches the truth and the right and commands it, we should not oppose him in any way. In fact, we should support him fully. And it must not happen that even in our own circles that we happen to oppose the truth, whether it be in the home, whether it be on various other occasions. Further, Allah Ta'ala says, أَرَأَيْتَ إِن كَذَّبَ وَتَوَلَّى. Bhala, dekh tu agar jhutlaya aur muh mora. Oh, and Allah says, think, just see how surprising it is that the person who falsifies, who denies, who does not believe and turns his face, turns his back and goes away. That is also referring directly to Abu Jahl, that he did not accept the truth. When the truth with so many proofs was presented, from all sides the clear proofs have been presented, and still he did not believe and he turned his face and turned away. So in the same way, we also have to take a lesson from here that the truth, we are alhamdulillah in Islam, in Iman, but there are so many things of our teachings which we also still oppose. The true teachings of deen which we oppose, especially when some social function comes along, some matter comes along, we do it contrary to deen. We do it against the teachings of deen. So that should not be the case. We should also be obedient to Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. We should not be in that category, though of course not at that level of kufr and shirk and openly opposing deen and opposing Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Na'uzu billah, not at that level. But even at a lower level, all the commandments and instructions of Allah Ta'ala, we should not oppose them. So, and yeah, Allah Ta'ala explains, ulama have written that by doing this, we are not harming anyone else but ourselves. Nobody can harm the deen of Allah Ta'ala and nobody can harm the Muslims also. Whatever he does, he harms himself. For a while, outwardly it looks like we are harming Islam. Islam is in danger. Na'uzu billah, Allah is the protector of Islam. Islam will be looked after. Just temporary, it looks like that, but eventually we will see the consequences. So Allah Ta'ala warns here also that Abu Jahl or anyone else who opposes the deen and opposes the teachings of deen, what has he harmed of Allah Ta'ala? Who can harm Allah Ta'ala in any way? He has only done harm to himself. And the terrible consequences and harm which was shown in this world and in the year after in which they will have to suffer. May Allah protect us from following such path that we also oppose the truth and we go against it and turn our backs to the truth. Another point that Allah explains here, why a person does this and which applies to us all equally also, أَلَمْ يَعْلَمْ بِأَنَّ اللَّهَ يَرَى. Ye na jana ki Allah dekhta hai, that he is harming himself, didn't even think this much that Allah is watching me. Allah's eyes are ever watchful over me. And that also, if a person just thinks that it will be enough for his hidayat and to change his life and to correct his life, that Allah is watching me. Whatever I'm doing, my thoughts, what is in my heart, whatever I'm planning, Allah Ta'ala is watching me. Where no camera can reach and nobody's information and intelligence can reach, Allah knows all that also. So if a person thinks of that, that will be also sufficient to correct his life. This ayat here, as it is quite clear, it refers to the negative things, that is, that when we are doing wrong, then we should think Allah is watching me. And that should now help us to stay away from all that wrong, that I am being watched. Just like in this world, if we are doing something wrong, and we know a little child also is watching, then also we refrain from doing that wrong. Yeah, not a little child, Allah Rabbul Izzat, who has power over everything, and who controls everything, and if he has to take me to task, what will be my condition? Also with this, a person should think, how can I have the audacity right in front of Allah to disobey him? A person out of shame stays away from many gunas because people are watching me. But Allah is watching me, why doesn't that come to me? Which is, people can't see everything, how much Allah Ta'ala is watching. So we should have that. Our Shaykh, Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, Rahimullah, explained this ayat in another way also. This was when we are doing wrong. And a person should keep in mind whenever he's doing right also, that Allah is watching me. Like for example, those whom Allah give tawfiq of getting up for tahajjud, at that time that my Allah is watching me, for His pleasure I'm getting up now. And my sleep is still very overpowering me. My eyes don't want to open, but for Allah's pleasure I'm getting up. Or for Fajr we get up and we come for Fajr. At that time also we should think that my Allah is watching me. I'm making my wudu. I'm getting ready for Fajr. How pleased is not Allah Ta'ala with me? Just like we do things to please our parents, to please our husbands, our wives, our bosses. And yeah, we are doing things to please Allah. Whatever good a person does, he should also think, my Allah is watching me, and my Allah will be happy with me, and what great rewards He is going to give me. So if a person keeps that in mind, there will be great encouragement for him to do more righteous and good deeds. A person must not be unmindful and oblivious of this, that my Allah, when I'm doing good, He is watching me also. So Allah Ta'ala may give us the tawfiq to understand that the watchful eye of Allah is over me all the time. The beautiful poem of our Shaykh, Jo tu karta hai chupke ehle jahan se, what you are doing hiding away from the people of the world, koi dekhta hai tujhe asma se, somebody from above is watching you, what you are doing. So that consciousness, and this also ulama have explained, very important to inculcate this in our children, that Allah is watching me. Whatever I'm doing, whatever I'm saying, Allah is watching, Allah is hearing all the time. And that I will be taken to task and account for whatever I'm saying. So may Allah give us tawfiq to bring that true aqeedah, that Allah is watching all the time, and that we don't oppose the truth in any way whatsoever. We are doing nobody else's harm but our own. May Allah guide us to righteousness.